Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders, and welcome to your Morning Boost by AWB Education. Today, we are tackling a tricky situation, and that is what to do when you feel a candidate is overqualified for a position. It's a common dilemma. You've interviewed a candidate who seems to possess significantly more experience or qualifications than the job requires, and then your gut reaction might be hesitation or maybe even concern. But before you dismiss them, it's crucial to understand why you feel they are overqualified. Don't just rely on a gut feeling. You need to dig deeper. Often, overqualified is a label we apply without fully exploring the underlying reasons. Are you worried they'll be bored and leave quickly? Are you concerned they'll be disruptive or maybe even challenge your authority? Perhaps you fear they'll demand a higher salary than you are prepared to offer, or maybe you simply can't imagine someone with their credentials wanting this job. Once you've identified the specific reasons behind your hesitation, you can address them more effectively. Now, here's a breakdown of some common concerns and how to handle them. Let's go to concern number one, and that is the boredom and turnover concern. It's a valid concern. If the candidate is truly seeking a challenge and the position offers limited growth opportunities, they may indeed become restless. However, don't assume this. Ask them directly about their motivations for applying. Perhaps they're looking for a change of pace, a better work-life balance, or a chance to give back to the community. Maybe they're relocating and this position fits their needs. Their answer will give you valuable insight. Concern number two is that disruption and authority challenge. Again, don't assume. A highly qualified individual isn't necessarily going to be a troublemaker. They might bring fresh perspectives and innovative ideas that could benefit your school. During the interview, explore their leadership style. Do they collaborate effectively? Are they open to feedback? How do they handle disagreements? Look for evidence of humility and a genuine desire to contribute to a team. The third concern, salary expectations. This also is a practical consideration. If the candidate's salary expectations are significantly higher than your budget allows, it's probably not a good fit. However, just be transparent about the salary range early in the process. This will save everyone time and avoid awkward conversations later on. You might be surprised. Some candidates are willing to accept a lower salary for other benefits, like a better work environment or a shorter commute. Just got to dig to that reason to really understand the why. And that gets us to concern number four, why? Why this job? This is a crucial question to ask the candidate directly. I ask this of all of our candidates. And maybe don't be afraid to express your surprise that someone with their qualifications is interested in this position. Their answer will reveal a lot about their motivations and priorities. They might have a personal connection to your school or a passion for working with a specific age group, or maybe just a desire to move into a different area of education. In short, don't let the overqualified label scare you away prematurely. Instead, approach the situation with curiosity and a willingness to explore. Ask thoughtful questions, listen carefully to their answers, and be honest about your concerns. You might discover that the candidate is a perfect fit, even if their resume is more impressive than the job description suggests. They might bring valuable skills and experience that will elevate your team and benefit your students. That's all for today's Your Morning Boost. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, your leadership makes a difference. Thank you for doing the work that only a few can do. Thanks for listening today. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.